All right, men, take it in.
Well, again, we have defied the laws of nature. We have turned base metal into precious gold.
You are late, Morgana.
I see. And Diana Prince still has the pendant.
Nimrod, that Judas. He sent it to her in order to expose what I'm doing.
Nor do we know what Elsie may have told her, which is why we must move quickly.
Bring me the pendant, and bring me Diana Prince.
Take another in. Have you all turned against me? Where is Diana Prince?
We have less than 48 hours before I'm to deliver the gold to my buyer.
You do not know what an honor it is to have you as my guest here, Dr. Hutchins. Your work in metallurgical fusion was an inspiration to us. Your resynthesizing process was a keystone of our own humble efforts. The pendant that was given to Diana Prince, where is it?
Time is running out, Doctor, for both of us. You shall tell me what I want to know.
I'll give you nothing. Nothing at all.
I see. So I force my hand. Well, perhaps it's just as well. It has been some time, Dr. Hutchins, since we had a customer in our little chamber of horrors. Come in.
Maestro, are you sure you should allow yourself this public appearance?
My dear Morgana, if I were not to perform for my colleagues, it would only tend to arouse suspicion. Jezreel, you have the information I obtained from Hutchins?
I know where the safe is, yes.
Then use this to open it and bring the pendant to me. And take care with that. It's highly explosive. Thank you. And now, I would like to ask this volunteer to come up from the audience and load this revolver with 3 silver bullets. He will attest to the fact that they are real bullets, not blanks. Distinguished members of this body have already examined the bottles. Is it loaded?
Yes.
Would you hand it to the lady, please? Thank you. Morgana, I await your pleasure. Now, take careful aim, lest it be the last time we perform this trick. You'll know what the targets are. On the count of 3. One. Two. Three!
Your Highness?
You're late.
I had a previous engagement.
Are you prepared to deliver the gold you promised us?
Do you speak for yourself or for the other heads of state? Are all the oil-producing nations in agreement?
Do you know what you're forcing us to do? We have to raise the price of oil to buy your gold. I don't think the world can meet our demands.
Then forget about my silly little ingots of solid gold, which I am making available to you at less than half the current market price. Don't delude yourself or me, Emir. You and your friends are willing to jeopardize the world's economy in order to line your vaults with gold. So let your avarice be your guide.
Oh, it is agreed. You agreed, we agreed.
And the payments?
Down payment of $10 million has been deposited in your account in Switzerland.
I'm a man of honor. You shall have the gold within 2 days. I promise you. All goes perfectly, Morgana. We shall produce the gold we need in ample time to meet our deadline.
You know what will happen to these ingots. You know what's happened before.
Ah, but we've improved upon the process. It takes longer each time.
Doesn't matter. It will still happen.
But not until after I have sold the gold to the Emir. And I have become richer than all the Cagliostros before me dreamed possible. What is it, my darling? You know, you seem almost eager for my project to fail.
The more the gold enters your life, the more I seem to leave it.
Nonsense, my darling, nonsense.
That pompous little moron doubts my word.
It's Diana Prince. She and the IADC have put him up to it. Maestro, perhaps it's time for you to take what you have and just leave.
No, it is not enough. The world has much to pay for. The Cagliostros have been exposed to 200 years of scorn and ridicule.
great deal could happen in the next few hours.
Yes. Yes, I can destroy Diana Prince once and for all.
And well you should. I am the greatest magician in the world. And you, my young friend, will assist me in the finale of my current engagement. You will help me to capture Diana Prince and crush her.
You, I'm afraid, are helpless victims of circumstance. If an ex-employee of mine hadn't tried to alert Diana Prince of my plans, neither of you would be here.
Your employee sent her the pendant.
He hoped to lead her to the magic shop, believing that ultimately she would expose the little problem I have with my gold.
Little problem? No one can or ever will be able to change worthless metals into gold, Cagliostro.
Perhaps not, Dr. Hutchins. But I have come close enough to have my gold change me into the richest man of all time.
Diana Prince is on to you, Cagliostro. And I knew that magic shop was a setup. I have a homing device sewn into my left sock. The whole IADC is probably outside right now.
An amusing idea, Mr. Farnham. But let's not wait for Miss Prince to come storming over the walls. I have a much more civilized rendezvous in mind.
What are you going to do?
Watch closely.
Diana, is that you?
Harold?
I'm glad I got you. Listen, I think I got a lead for you, but you got to come quick. Meet me down on Orchids. You know where that old deserted house of horrors is?
Yeah.
Great. See you there in half an hour.
I thought that was rather good. Impersonation has always been one of my minor talents.
I'm telling you, buddy, if you do anything to hurt Miss Prince...
Take them downstairs.
What are you going to do with us?
Out of courtesy, I shall wait for Miss Prince. And then I shall drown the three of you like rats.
You're going to destroy them?
That's of no concern to you.
Like you did Nimler?
Nimler was a traitor.
But these are innocent people.
They are in my way. Now I have a reception to arrange, if you don't mind.
This last pallet completes the shipment, as agreed.
Yes, and within 10 minutes, my bank will make the full payments to your account.
Very good.
Cagliostro?
So, Wonder Woman, you've returned athwart the Cagliostros as you have for centuries. But this time you shall lose. No, Wonder Woman! I am not my father nor any of my ancestors. This is one Cagliostro who shall escape you. Stop her!